This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Now, Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio gets the job done right with help from our trusted contributors at the Ontario College of Trades.
Welcome back. Now on to news you can use. Are you thinking about getting some plumbing work down around the house? Are you thinking you can do it yourself? Well, Scott Brownrigg, Director of Corporate Communications from the Ontario College of Trades, and Master Plumber Rob Kieselewski will explain why you should be looking to hire experienced, well-trained, and licensed plumbers to get the job done right. We'll also explore some plumbing basics. We will plumb the depths of plumbing basics. And Rob is a very special plumber because he is nominated as part of our Celebrating the Trades campaign. Gentlemen, welcome. And Rob, congratulations.
Thank you.
So what does it mean to you, first of all, to be nominated for this?
It's recognizing the hard work that we do in the trades, and part of the mission statement of Clear Flow Plumbing is to provide high-value service that's high quality with parts and customer service. And that's something that we've always strived to achieve. So it's really nice to see that that's been recognized.
Scott?
Well, happy to have Rob here. Certainly your listeners were very kind in recommending Rob and other tradespeople for this contest. It's a recognition of the work that tradespeople do on behalf of Ontarians in the work they do. The college certainly plays a big part in regulating the trades. We are regulated under Act by the provincial government, and we certainly are self-regulated by our members. I think that when we talk about our members, we are glad to know that they're working in the best interest of Ontarians, and we're happy to work with them both to protect Ontarians, protect their business, and to promote the trades throughout the province.
Okay, I'm going to give the numbers out again because, hey, these guys are here to take all your questions about plumbing, and I know that a lot of you must be having issues. I have some issues. The numbers to call for your plumbing questions, 416-360-0740 or toll-free 1-866-740-4740. Okay, so let's start with some common complaints. A lot of people, at least at some time or another, have running toilets and the price of water is through the roof. And if you don't do something about it, you're going to get a very big bill. So what do you do if your toilet's running?
It's not that hard to start checking and see if it's running. And then there's a dye test that's available from certain municipalities to check to see that the toilet is running, definitely. The dye goes in the back of the toilet, and then if it's leaking, it'll end up in the bowl. At that point, it's just simply changing the flapper that holds all the water in the tank or changing the assembly that holds on to the flapper.
And is there any way you can tell without this dye test?
If the water in the tank keeps going down slowly and you hear the tank filling up on a regular basis and nobody's been using it, it's like a ghost flush is happening, then you definitely have a running toilet.
Okay, because sometimes what happens is you can hear it kind of filling up right after you flush. Is that a problem?
Right after you flush? That's good. That means that tank is filling.
That means that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
But now, sometimes it's filling while you're trying to flush it.
That's okay. That's not a bad thing. But if it just keeps going after you're done, if that thing is, the tank fills and then it starts to fill on its own, then it's a problem.
Okay. And I have to ask a question from my home. So
sure.
The toilet keeps making very loud groaning noises. Sometimes I think it's going to explode. It hasn't yet.
Is it treated right?
I would think so.
Okay. And that's good. The groaning noises, when does that happen?
Anytime.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Out of the blue. I'd have to come over and listen to it and diagnose
it at
that
point. But if you come over, it probably won't happen when you're there.
Well, of course.
Could it be that flapper thing?
The groaning is probably the fill valve that wants to fill the tank a little bit. And it's just squeaking or groaning to add just a little bit of water. It's just enough to annoy you.
Okay, I'm not sure I follow. What do I do about it?
We're going to have to change out the fill valve in the tank.
Okay. And I should probably tell the plumber that before he comes so he brings a fill valve.
You should definitely tell the plumber before that. Describe the same scenario that you did to me and let the plumber know the make of the toilet. Is it an American Standard? Is it a Kohler? Is it a Toto from Australia? All these different types of toilets, all the manufacturers use different parts. So it's great to know what it is ahead of time to save time and money.
Okay. Well, our own Christine Ross is back at her microphone because she also has a plumbing question. Hey, Chris.
Hey. Okay, I realize this is radio, and I actually did up a little diagram. It's not the best, so I'm going to try and explain it because I'm not in the booth with you. So I have the faucet in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
The left cold is spinning. It's like something is stripped. So I had to turn the water off, obviously, in the washroom. It would be running all the time. So I went underneath. I tightened everything I thought looked loose, went back up to the tap, and it's still not spinning. So I went to YouTube, which is normally my go-to for
That's a good source.
Plumbing issues.
Sure.
Not as good as you guys, but it can help me. I've learned a lot of new terms I never thought I'd ever learn. But I think, could it be a plumbing cement issue to keep the tap actually from spinning on top where it's fastened to the counter?
No, so let me just get some clarification. It's the handle itself that keeps spinning?
Right.
Okay, and then does the water come on and off? Are you able to turn the water on or
Well, no, it comes on, but I can't turn it off because when I go to turn it off, it's hitting the back of the counter, so it's constantly dripping.
Oh, these are great questions. It's an easy fix. You need a new handle. Right, and possibly a new stem valve.
New handle and stem valve.
What's a stem valve?
Oh, that's just the valve inside underneath the handle that allows water to go in and out. So when the handles turn, that turns the valve.
Okay.
Okay, so what's a good name brand I should be looking for?
Oh,
the same one that you have right now.
We're not plugging brands.
Oh.
whatever your faucet is now, if it's a Moen or a Delta or whatever it might be. If you have, you've said that, if I remember, you have a shutoff underneath the sink.
Yes, I do.
Shut that off, both of them, the hot and the cold.
Right.
Remove the handle, remove the stem valve, and go off to your nearest favorite hardware store or big box store and present it to them.
But just the one, I don't have to replace the entire unit?
You don't know.
But will it match, though? I mean, what are the chances of me finding the exact one, though?
Pretty gosh darn good.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Well, that took 5 minutes to solve that problem.
Okay.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome back. I am here with our trusted contributors from the Ontario College of Trades. And we're talking plumbing. We're going to go right to the phones. And we've got Rob in Oshawa. Hi, Rob.
Hi.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. We had the plumber in about a month ago. And it seems you didn't fix the toilet correctly. When I flush, sometimes the tank doesn't fill up again. That's about it, the only problem I'm having.
Okay. What was done to the toilet? Can I ask you that?
Well, it was not filling properly, and it needed a new handle. The handles had broken inside. I don't know a lot what was the problem. My sister had it phoned the plumber in. I'm not sure what he did exactly, but I know he put a new handle in. And
okay, but the tank doesn't fill after flushing, so we don't know if he changed the fill valve or not.
Yeah.
It may need an adjustment.
Okay.
Unfortunately, you'd probably have to call somebody back. If you may want to call that person back and just say, hey, you know what, it's not working right, and could you come and take a look at it and see if there's something that may have been adjusted improperly.
Okay, I'll do that. Thanks for your help.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, thanks for your call.
Right.
So how important is it to kind of have your problem diagnosed before you get a plumber out there? Because, you know, he's made one call, and then if there was no problem with the work that was done, if he says, right, okay, well, now you have to get this part and that part, and then the plumber has to come back, and that's how I guess it starts adding up.
It can. Prevention, as I was saying, providing as much information to the plumber up front, make of the item that's being worked on, possibly the model, a good description of the problem, that really helps. I always say that I could tow behind my van a whole warehouse and still possibly not have the right part, because plumbing is just such an intricate and detailed everything is very specific. So American Standard makes things a little different than Toto, and Toto makes things a little different than Kohler, and the Delta faucets are different than the Moen faucets, and even within that brand, the Deltas are going to be different from year to year, and they're gonna have different parts. So all that kind of stuff. Pictures are fantastic in today's age of communication. Snap a few pictures, send them off to the plumber. That'll help diagnose what's going on and bring the right parts and save some time and money.
Okay, let's go to Mike in Guelph. Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing? I've already asked that.
Okay. I'm fine. What's your question?
Well, I'm a pretty handy guy. I'm hooking up a upstairs bathroom to a downstairs bathroom. Just wanted to kind of refresh my memory on how to vent. I'm pretty sure I know how to do it. I just thought maybe he could help me with venting those pipes so that they're
okay.
The toilet, the sink, and the shower are all vented properly.
Okay. Well, let's take a look at venting first off. It's an important part of this plumbing system. It allows air into the system and allows water to flow through the drainage pipes. If plumbing didn't have vents, the water wouldn't flow properly. And the refuse wouldn't flow through the pipes properly. For an example, a bag of milk, if just the front part is cut off, the milk pours out slowly. But if an additional cut is made at the back to allow air in, then we've got much more flow. It flows easier, a lot faster. So venting has to be done properly. Otherwise, we get plumbing fixtures such as sinks, toilets, showers, bathtubs that like to gurgle and very slowly drain. And that causes a problem because we're not getting the full effect of discharging everything. So there's a code dedicated just to what you're asking about, Mike, and you need to make sure that everything's done properly. I can't kind of just off the top say, you know, you're going to have to do this exactly this way, but your best option is to vent every fixture in your bathroom separately. Make sure that they're joined above the flood level rim of your highest fixture, which is going to be your sink, and make sure that that's connected to your main vent stack, which should also make sure that there's nothing coming down that stack above it. And I figure if you're in a house and it's the upstairs bathroom, you don't have another bathroom above this one.
That's right.
Yeah. So if you do that, you should be just fine. You should have a wonderful flushing sound from your toilet, a whirling sound from your sink and your bathtub.
They can all run into that same main pipe, though, is it the vent pipe?
Yeah, they sure can. As long as that's a 3 or 4 inch pipe as a main stack, or if it's a 1.5 or 2 inch strict vent pipe.
Okay. Thanks cool. for that.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye bye. Okay. To me, that conversation is a perfect example of why you should get a professional to do it, Scott.
I totally agree. Mm-hmm. I mean, members can tell you, or professionals can give you the right advice. There's also a comfort level with people who hire members because are certified tradespeople, members of the college who follow a code of ethics. Before you hire a a tradesperson, you can go online to collegeoftrades.ca and check whether they are, in fact, a member. They have their training. They've done their apprenticeship. And whether there's any, you know, kind of strikes against them in the past. It just gives consumers who purchase these services a deeper level of comfort in getting the expertise that they need.
Okay, let's go back to the phones. We've got Alex in Brampton. Hi, Alex.
Hi, good afternoon. My problem is that I hear this dripping in the basement, at the basement drain, and I'm wondering if that's normal and if it's for the purpose of keeping the gas from coming back. But it's kind of annoying, and you hear a constant drip.
Alex, that's really a great question. And it's nice that you know about the water in the trap preventing the gases, the sewer gases, from coming into the house with that water. A lot of floor drains are primed with a water source from a tap or a toilet. So somewhere in your house should be a connection, possibly behind a laundry tap or a bathroom tap or a toilet. And that line would go down to that drain. It's easy to take a look if you're able to take the cover off that floor drain and peek inside to see if there's a tube sticking into that drain and water coming out.
Yeah, there is a tube, and it's from that tube that the drip comes, and it appears to be positioned back into where the laundry tub is area. Mm-hmm. And there is a hose from the laundry tub in the basement. There's a plastic pipe, and this hose is inserted into it, and I'm just wondering if that's where the water is coming from and running basically across the basement floor, and I get that dripping.
It is. That's exactly where it's coming from. You've been able to diagnose it yourself. Well done.
Now, I have another question. I don't know if you want to take it or not.
Okay. If I can, I'd
quickly.
Like to...
Yeah, you mentioned phantom flushing before, and it seems like once a day or whatever, I get this short flushing sound, but it doesn't come from any of the toilets.
Sorry.
Okay.
Okay, I'll let him take that question. Thanks for your call, Alex.
Interesting. If I can, I know we're running on time, but Alex, I'd like to say that if that drip is annoying, there is a substitution for the water line. You can get a mechanical trap guard. They're available at your local hardware store or your local plumbing wholesaler. Sometimes the wholesalers will let customers come in. I know in Hamilton Plumbing Supply, they allow that, as do the bigger stores. You insert that into your drain, and it will stop the sewer gases from coming up, and you either yourself or have somebody hired to disconnect that line from your laundry tap.
Okay, let's go to Art in Etobicoke. Hi, Art.
How you doing?
Fine.
I have a problem with the laundry taps. Now, it just started about a month and a half ago. What happens when I turn one tap on, I got a lot of, like, sounds like a loose washer or whatever, you know, the whole pipes shake.
Okay.
So I changed that. I took that stem out, and I checked the washer, and the washer was solid in there. And then I still got the problem. Now, with the laundry taps, you know, it comes out of the wall. And I took out the cold water tap and the stem. And I checked that, and it was still solid in there. So I put it back in. But I'm still getting a lot of air noise from the taps.
Well, you're exactly right. It is air noise, Art. And what you'd like to do in that case is have either shock arresters, shock absorbers installed on your hot and cold line above your laundry tap on your copper pipes. I take it they're going to be copper because they're shaking. And also what you can do is, if you're able to, as much of those pipes, pin them to the wall.
Okay. Let's go to Maureen in Mississauga. Hello, Maureen.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good, thanks. My question is about a sump pump. I'm in a townhouse, and in the basement there's a sump pump.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm not too sure exactly, because when I bought the house, the builder showed me and said I had to turn, there's a cylinder thing at the top with the month of the year on it. So I'm not exactly sure what I'm supposed to do with this sump pump.
Okay, I'm not quite certain about what the builder was asking you to do, but normally sump pumps are automatic. They'll sit in the basement in a plastic pit usually.
Right.
It's a pump, and it's got a floater on it that's designed to activate automatically when the water collected in that tub gets to a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
So there is, on the pipe above there, there's going to be a valve, a shut-off valve that allows water on or off.
Right.
But that should always be left in the on position.
Right, and I see that, but in the... There's above that, there's like a cylinder type thing with the months of the year, January, and he said every month I'm supposed to turn that, and then I pull the hose out of that hole and let some water out. But I'm never sure how much water to let out because it seemed to just keep going and going, so I could get buckets loads, or you would tell me to pull it up and then put it back.
Okay, I'm going to let the question be answered. Thanks, Maureen.
Maureen, that's you've stumped me. I've never heard of a monthly maintenance action that has to be done to a sump pump.
Okay, that might be one that you have to get somebody in to ask about. Let's go to Sam in Brantford. Hi, Sam.
Yeah, hi again, Libby. This is my line. When I purchased my home here in Brantford, I redid all the plumbing, and I put shutoffs at every sink and every laundry tub. Why is it that the building department or the building code does not stipulate that these shutoff valves be installed when a new house is being built at every sink or at every location where there's a sink or a tub.
Okay, Sam.
Okay. Well, Sam, I may get in trouble a little bit for answering this question the way that I'm going to, but the Ontario Building Code, a fantastic code that it is a code of minimum standards that need to be met by builders in order to build a structure in Ontario. Part of our philosophy at Clear Flow Plumbing is to meet or exceed those standards whenever possible. If we're going in to do something and we're building from scratch, we recommend valves at all fixtures, at all the plumbing fixtures, because that makes life a lot easier. And that's basically what you're kind of getting to. There's also scales of economy. The more items that are put into a plumbing system, the more expensive they are with the parts and labor involved, the testing of the systems and all that. So we've gone to many a new builds after homes have been purchased and installed shut-off valves under sinks. But by code, the toilets have to have them, but the sinks do not.
Okay, we have about a minute left, so we're going to take one more really quickly. Brenda in Brampton. Hi, Brenda.
Oh, hey. I'm in a condo, so it's kind of out of my control, but I have very poor drainage in my kitchen sink. And in my shower, the toilets are good, the sinks are good. The weird thing is, I knew it was there, because in my kitchen sink, if I just put my hand over or my kitchen brush over the sink and pump a few times, the water goes down.
Okay, we've got to let you go and get a quick answer to that. Thanks,
thank
Brenda.
Brenda, you're going to want to call the management company to take a look at that, because that's something they're going to have to put in a little bit of time to solve.
Okay. And, I guess that's the advantage and the disadvantage of the condo is that you don't have control. And the advantage is if they do something wrong, you got to make them fix it.
It's a nice place to be.
Okay. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Many thanks to our guests for answering all those questions. And, of course, congratulations to Master Plumber Rob Kieselewski, and thanks to Scott Brownrigg, the Director of Corporate Communications from the Ontario College of Trades.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.